Hi everyone, and welcome back to a new How Did You Make It? As promised, I will be doing those small recaps to help you gather the best takeaways from the episode. And this one with Emma has many. But let's start with the first one and the most obvious one. You can be more than one thing. Emma is both a cybersecurity graduate as well as a creative industry leader, which reminds you that you don't have to choose one path. The second point would be, you remember how Emma was just repeating and repeating to try to make you understand that if you don't try, you never know. Try to live by a rule. Even if you're not good at something, just try it. You might like it, you might do it for a while. The most important thing is that you're not putting limit to yourself. The third thing, and it would be for anyone who's just trying to find reasons for not doing something, is to start with what you have. If you want to start photography, start with your phone. The idea here is for you to be as resourceful as possible instead of waiting for the resources. The fourth point, and I think that's something that you have to apply to your life, whether you want to work in the creative industry or not, is to ask, reach out, volunteer, raise your hand. That's exactly what Emma did. She was asking to be involved. She was reaching out to promoters. She was reaching out to event coordinators. At school, she was always volunteering. So it's all about showing up and being proactive. It helps you connect to others and get your name out there. It comes back to seizing every opportunity, looking for those opportunities around you and everywhere you can. And you can start small, but you have to stay driven. You have to keep showing up. And it goes back to the consistency. You will grow from all the learnings that you have through consistency. You can do it. It is highly connected to my fifth point. You can have doubts. And Emma did mention that sometimes she does have doubt as well. But you have to keep showing up. You have to. Everyone has doubts. It's how are you managing them? How are you still moving forward? And unfortunately, it can be paired with rejections. And Emma mentioned that she sent hundreds and hundreds of emails before actually getting what she deserved. So both doubts and rejections are parts of the process. You just have to keep on going. Which takes me to my sixth point, which is actually my favorite takeaway. To not forget your values. To stay grounded in what matters the most to you. Emma was actually offered a gig, an opportunity to go to Central America to shoot two female DJs. But as she said, she turned it down because she had to go back home for Christmas. So a great reminder is sometimes you might reject yourself something that seems like an opportunity of a lifetime, which might not take place again. But think about your values first. Think about how it aligns with yourself. And you know what? Those same female DJs called her back and offered her another opportunity a few months later. So when it's meant to be, right? And the last takeaway, the seventh, is about discipline. Emma is highly disciplined on the work that she does and everything it takes to make things happen, but also on taking care of herself physically and mentally. So yes, this episode will teach you so much, and I'm trying to make those recap under 5 minutes, but I cannot recommend you more this episode. You will feel inspired. I'll see you soon.